Hey there, Mr. Popular. No, no, don't protest. This is an official assembly, and I'm the vice president. I'm supposed to sit here? I mean, you can't still be upset at the supposed leak to the newspaper. I mean, haven't I proved my loyalty to you this year? Well, first off, how do you know it was me? You could have some other political enemies. Anyway, you still won. That's why you get to address the entire school at the end of this assembly. You will be the face of this university. All that influence and power is yours. Did I ever mention that even though we ran against each other in the past, I really admire you? Yeah, I guess I started to realize that of the two of us, you were the better leader. Yeah, I guess it's time to admit it. So, no, deciding to be your vice president was just the right thing to do. Why fight the good guys? I'm here to support you and help your administration be great and unforgettable. I want you to graduate here and then run for state representative, and after two terms, senator. Why the look of surprise? Didn't think I knew about your plans? Well, it's kind of obvious you want to be president of the United States, and that's the most obvious path, isn't it? Trouble is, you need a first lady. Don't look at me like that. You really think Debbie is going to bring you to that level? It's dim in here, but you can see her texting away on her phone. She doesn't understand how important this moment is. She can't even pay a little attention to support you. Ugh, she is a complete bimbo. You need a woman like me by your side. Hey, don't you dare roll your eyes at me. You know I'm right. You need a partner and an equal. Hey, I'm not too keen on it either, but I hate admitting this. You have more charisma than me. You have more charisma than me. You have more charisma. Oh, suck my dick, Trent. Can't you see I'm having an important conversation over here? Mind your damn business. Jesus. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, I need you, and you need me. Sure, Debbie has bigger boobs, but I know you. A challenge excites you. It used to disgust me, but I noticed those boners you got whenever we would have a debate. Yeah, I know you tried to hide them, but you're quite large. So think about it. A woman who can elevate your career and challenge you to be better. Plus, I'm easy on the eyes and I can make you come so hard. You will forget all about Debbie. Shh, listen, I have to prove it, don't I? It's okay, it's dark here. Fine, put your jacket over your lap. Yeah, this is gonna happen. Your cock doesn't seem to mind. So you're going to go up there and do what you do best. You're going to inspire the student body to do well this year. You're going to implement policies that will make this university a beacon for this community and state. You will graduate summa cum laude. Cum makes me think of cum. I will graduate too, and then we will get married. You'll need to put a baby in me. Oh yes. We're going to be fucking a lot because having a pregnant wife will give you the sympathy of people. Why does this feel so good? Because, silly, that's what we both want. We both want power. We want to make history. We will stop at nothing to achieve it too. Wow, I'm drinking the cock of my former rival and you still think I don't have the guts to get dirty? I really didn't want to say this, but I hate when you doubt what I'm capable of. I lost to you on purpose. I know this country and they hate bitches like me. But I could easily have won and brought you down. Do you doubt that? Well, you can't doubt my skill at tugging cock, yeah? You like that? Oh, you're so cute. It's a little move I've been practicing. Stop looking so worried. Of course I have napkins. I thought of everything. I knew to put that aphrodisiac in your drink. I knew to wear my Mary Jane heels that you always stare at. I knew to... Oh, please, don't feel violated now. I just needed to make sure you'd want a little release before your speech. And I knew if I was the one, then you'd likely see things my way. Oh, no, you're coming. I can feel you twitching and it won't be long now. Just in time for your speech. I know this part usually takes about 9 minutes and I know it takes you about 6 minutes to come when aroused. Like I told you, I've thought of everything. So the choice is simple. Go up on stage, give your speech, and find me in the auditorium back bathroom. I'll fuck your brains out. Drain your balls and get the aphrodisiac out of your system. Then we can plan our amazing future together. Or you can hate me. Fight me again. You can go find Debbie and fuck her. Not only will she fail at pleasing you like I can, but I will make sure to ruin you. I will fucking plot and plan on my ways to destroy you. When it's all said and done, you will beg for my hand on your dick and my hand in marriage. Oh, that's it. 6 minutes. Time is running out. You wanna come, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Your willpower will not beat my arm power. Stop fighting it. I know you want this. I know you want me. You love having me stroke your ego and your cock. Remember, this is a strong aphrodisiac. After you come, you will likely get really horny again. I've been planning this for 2 years. Can you imagine me using all these skills for you? I know you want to make history. We'll be bigger than the Clintons. More loved than the Kennedys. Me and you. Come on. Come on, you leader of men. Come for me, Mr. President. No, oh, there you go. There you go. Let me clean you up. I hope this helps you see things my way. Make the right decision. Dump Debbie and choose me. Finished right on time. Go knock him dead, Mr. President.